You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Voters in a state in northeastern Germany voted today in an election that is seen as a serious challenge for Chancellor Angela Merkel and her migrant policies. Regional correspondent Stefan Boss reports that an anti-migrant and anti-Islam party was expected to perform better than Merkel's Christian Democratic Party.
Sunday's poll in the German state of Mecklenburg-West-Pomerania is one of the biggest tests to date of Chancellor Angela Merkel's migrant and refugee policies. Her parliamentary constituency is in the region with 1.3 million eligible voters, and losing here will put Merkel in a weaker position ahead of national elections next year. Polls suggested that the three-year-old anti-migration alternative for Germany, or AfD party, could overtake Merkel's conservative Christian Democratic Union party in Mecklenburg-West-Pomerania. Surveys show the German leader's popularity has declined after she took a decision that led to more than 1 million migrants fleeing war and poverty being registered in her country in 2015. That's good news for AfD's main candidate, Leif Erik Holm. I hope we will become the strongest party, he says. We hear many signals from many families and companies. They say, yes, yes, we will all vote for the AfD. I am hoping for a result well into the 20s, he adds. If confirmed, it will put Merkel in a weaker position ahead of national elections next year. The national poll is expected in September 2017. Mecklenburg has been run for a decade by the parties that currently govern Germany. The centre-left Social Democrats lead the regional government, with Merkel's Christian Democrats as their junior partner. The current state's Prime Minister, Erwin Sellering, made a last appeal to voters not to vote for AfD. He says, I've always said, don't give your vote away, because they are the ones that don't want to work with us. They want to feel frustration and protest. Sunday's election is the first of five state votes due before the national polls. The next election is in Berlin on September 18th. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.